This is Ozarks at Large. Do your neighbors seem happier than the people you know in other places? A new survey conducted by the Walton Family Foundation, released a few hours ago, suggests more residents in Northwest Arkansas are happy than in many other parts of the country. The Northwest Arkansas Quality of Life Survey report says 94% of respondents in the region say they're happy with life overall, a figure higher than most people would guess.
Not only higher than most people would guess, it actually is higher than many of these surveys that are conducted in other areas across the country.
Rob Brothers is the director of the Walton Family Foundation's Home Region Focus Area. He talked about the survey yesterday in his office in Bentonville, a few hours before the report was made public.
You know, people are happy to live here. And that was certainly important to the foundation as we tried to understand the impact that our grant making is having on the area and having on people's happiness. So we were very gratified to see that particularly a lot of the projects that we've been involved in, we're enjoying very heavy usage and contributing to that overall happiness with quality of life. Things like the Walton Arts Center and the Jones Center and the trails that we have been instrumental in helping to introduce, along with a lot of other partners here in our two-county area.
The report found that nearly two-thirds of the people questioned, 63%, have used the area's trail system. Between 40 and 43% of respondents have attended events at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, the Walton Arts Center, and the Jones Center for Families. The survey, conducted in conjunction with the Survey Research Laboratory of Mississippi State University, will be used as a guide for the foundation to assess its grant-making strategy in the future. Last year, the foundation says it invested more than $30 million in initiatives here and elsewhere in Arkansas and the Mississippi Delta region. Respondents to the Northwest Arkansas survey live in Benton and Washington counties. While an overwhelming percentage of people say they're happy, 1 in 4 responded they didn't have enough money to meet everyday needs.
As always, there are those of us who are fortunate to enjoy those things need to be very aware that that there are others that are still struggling, and that gives us and other community partners an opportunity to not only be aware, but to try to engage in increasing a level of happiness for those folks as well.
The survey breaks down the 25% who say they don't have enough money to meet needs a bit further. Of those 25%, only about 1 in 10 possesses a bachelor's degree, and 6 in 10 have children younger than 18. Other findings from the survey released this morning, 70% say there is too much traffic in the morning. 60% of those asked support mass transit as an addition to the region, though only 50% say they'd use it. More than two-thirds perceive education from kindergarten through college to be of good quality, though only 21% believe pre-K is affordable.
Hey, it's something for us to think about, and it's something for other community partners to think about as we release this information to not only inform the work that we've done, but to help our other community members understand what some of the highs and the lows in the area are. We have done specific grant making here in Bentonville for the Helen Walton's Children's Center, but there's more work to be done. Again, a great quality of life, but no matter how good the quality of life, there are still things that can be improved.
The survey also sought information about residents planning to stay or leave the region. Just over three-fourths of respondents told surveyors they plan to remain here. 19% responding say they do plan to move away. Of the 19% who are planning to leave, two-thirds cite salary or jobs as reasons to go, while about 1 in 5 of the 19% say family and friends living elsewhere would be the catalyst. Those likely to leave in the next 5 years are younger, average and median age of 41, with a lower income than those planning on staying. Again, Rob Brothers with the Walton Family Foundation.
It's a circular relationship, maybe you might say. Those things that cause people to be very happy with their quality of life here, their jobs, their income, their family, those are the same sorts of things that might attract people to leave here. Not a dissatisfaction with the area, but seeking those same happiness components elsewhere, being career and family.
The survey reached 815 residents in Washington and Benton counties between the ages of 20 and 64. There were 77 questions in all concerning five topics in which the Walton Family Foundation directly invests and other topics not included in the foundation's strategic plan.
We really wanted to understand the impact that those projects that the foundation has been involved in funding, what kind of impact they had on quality of life. So some of the questions were directed to that. And then we wanted to uncover if there were any other potential areas of concern or direction that people have. So that was the nature of the 77 questions that were asked. It was a telephone poll, both landline and cell phones, so that it could be statistically valid and equally balanced with demographics between the two counties.
Rob Brothers is the director of the Walton Family Foundation's Home Region Focus Area. He talked about the survey released this morning yesterday in his office in Bentonville. Results of the full survey can be found at the foundation's website, waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And just a few other things, Antoinette, in the survey released this morning that I wanted to mention. In the report, talked about people who thought they might leave the area and the people who might stay. I mentioned that it was younger people who are more likely to consider leaving. If you're between 20 and 24, 35% of respondents said they were considering leaving. But if you're in the age bracket 45 to 54, only 8% of those respondents said they were thinking about leaving the area.
Interesting.
Talked about how many people have used the trails or amenities like Crystal Bridges. This comes as no surprise, but I wanted to mention it. If you live in Bentonville, 54% of people have been to Crystal Bridges, so it's right there in your hometown.
Right.
Rogers, 50%, Springdale, 41%, Fayetteville, 30%.
Only 30%?
Only 30%.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People in Fayetteville that have made at least three visits, 8%. Pointing at me right there.
Right at you.
And then... also, the more than 800 people who were in this survey were asked what they would like to see more of as far as amenities in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay, we have quite a few at this point.
The biggest response was an outdoor amphitheater, 67%.
Right. That's
not surprising
not
to
me. Not surprising, actually.
Recreational facilities, I'm not quite sure what that would mean. Outdoor basketball courts, tennis courts, I don't know.
Right.
But that was 62%. 60% said mass transit. Professional sports teams, 53%. We do have the Nats.
We do. It's semi-pro team.
Right.
Or, whatever.
Well,
or not semi-pro,
pro,
it's a
minor league.
Minor league, thank you.
And all the way down, restaurants, better restaurants, 39%, which means more people are satisfied with the restaurants than are not.
Yeah.
Shopping, better shopping, 36%. And opera received 31%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess opera in the Ozarks is fairly close.
Sure. And you have Opera Fayetteville that has a production per year.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of the university productions.
Okay.
You do have opera now at the theaters, those HD, but that's
sure,
not live
opera. That's not, right, not yeah. live like what I assume people meant for this. I'm really not surprised about the amphitheater.
I'm not either. That seems to be, as far as music, what most people, because a venue that could have 3,000, 3,500
sure.
outside.
Well, I also think, too, part of it was probably influenced by the fact that we've had one, and it's just kind of in limbo. I mean, like, I count, like, the Arkansas Music Pavilion. It's outdoors, and it's always been at the Northwest Arkansas Mall, and then they've moved to the fairgrounds.
We'll be there again this year, but that's not a permanent location.
And I think that's probably why it's on people's minds and things like that, you know, and it's something that they know they can have,
right?
I think.
Well, and you see Sandstone, I think that's near Kansas City, and other places that have them, and they can attract some acts that you
wouldn't get otherwise.
Don't imagine seeing in Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
Or the Arkansas River Valley.
Excellent. Well, I hope that's on the agenda soon, because I do like outdoor music venues.
Same here.
So, thank you.
Funny is as funny does.
Maybe Zach is the guy who does. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
You're from Thailand. You're
Thai
individual.
Highland, Wisconsin, yeah.
No, not Highland, Thailand.
Highland, yeah.
Thailand.
Highland.
No. What I'm saying is you're from Highland, but if you were from Thailand.
By what? I don't know.
Join me this week on the What Do You Know Radio Hour from PRI, Public Radio International.
What Do You Know Radio Hour, Saturday morning at 10 on KUAF.